Welcome to our weekly feature, Folk Box, in the Voice of Russia World Service. I'm your host, Svetlana Yakimenko. We'd like to welcome you to a traditional Russian wedding. In line with ancient custom, these weddings were particularly often held in autumn. An old-style wedding is a remarkable performance in itself, one that lasted for a whole week. I would probably liken it to some old Egyptian ceremony, around a million various symbols and a specially designated role for every character. Everything rigidly established through the centuries. For every unfolding part or phase of the action, a special song. While altogether in a real Russian wedding, there are over 1,000 melodies involved. Let's take things one at a time. The wedding performance consists of several actions in the manner of a theatrical play. The arrival of the matchmakers, the singing through, the hen's party, and the wedding feast. Only the procedure with the matchmaking passes without music. It's too sober and earnest a responsibility. The matchmakers arrive at the home of the bride, take their seats with great solemnity. Then the girl herself is led out. Incidentally, in olden times, too, in many Russian villages, they never gave a girl in marriage without her consent. And how was one to signal one's consent? By taking your seat on the right-hand side of the mother. Take care not to make a mistake. Let's suppose the consent is given. So the matchmakers leave, but prior to exiting, they hide a stick in some nook or corner. The stick is a pretext. The following day, upon arriving at the girl's house again, the matchmakers start off by asking whether the host had seen their stick anywhere around. They're invited to the table, but then they're not empty-handed either. They bear the ritual round loaf of bread and a chicken. Thank you. So the day of the wedding is set. On the eve, the young folk get together at the house of the groom. The first to enter is the matchmaker, and she asks in a strict voice, "Is the place for the young couple free?" She proceeds to lay a sheepskin on the place where the future couple will be seated. However, it's hard to remain seated for long, because in a short while a cascade of songs and dances begins. And then the time for a different kind of music arrives. Songs of remarkable beauty, slightly sorrowful, remarkably melodic, are heard at the hen's party. There flew and flitted a quail in the garden green. She fluttered and struck her golden wings. She strove to awaken the falcon bright. Come rise, you falcon, from your nest. Traditional ritual at the hen's party, the girls unbraid the bride's braid of hair, which is a symbol of girlhood, because now her life passes over to a different stage.
Подруженька, косеньку плела, Машеньки, вышло две косы, вышло две косы.
Вот вам и косеньки, весь век вековать, весь век вековать. А тебе, подруженька, в девках не бывать, в девках не бывать.
Finally, the day of the wedding arrives. The first to rise should be the bride herself, and she's supposed to cry. There are special songs that are called laments. Time, there's a lot of hullabaloo at the bridegroom's home. The wedding train or express is getting ready. It's a huge procession that sets out to claim the bride. The express claims the bride and the couple set off for the ceremony of actually being wed. And it's only after that that the wedding feast proper begins. And again, it sets into motion a whole chain of rituals. The young couple are met by the husband's parents. Love and well-being to you. Then the young newlyweds approach the table where they're handed two spoons tied together. The fun and merriment continues far into the night, first at the bride's house and then the husband's.
Yeah.
Every participant of the wedding gets their share of special attention. There are separate songs in honor of the parents and songs for the unmarried fellows. Songs for the distant relatives, too. For example, here's a song addressed to the friend of the bridegroom, his best man. Beautiful? You bet. I even think I envy them somewhat. You won't find weddings like that today. However, there is an obvious tendency to organize weddings in folk spirit these days, and they even invite folklore ensembles for this purpose. At the same time, the wedding rituals acquire ever new traditions too. In the town of Yaroslavl, for example, on the river Volga, on the river embankment, there's a series of arbors or pavilions, which they refer to as kissing pavilions. Young couples especially come there, since it's believed that a kiss exchange there ensures one good fortune in married life. Or in Moscow. I often walk past the Tretyakov Art Gallery via an enchanting crooked bridge. There are some intriguing trees there, all covered in locks, with notes attached to them. This is done by newly married couples. They invented the symbol of solid and sound married life, and I believe it's very much in the folk spirit.
Yeah! Леночка.
The Russian wedding was in the center of our attention in today's edition of Folk Box. Tune in to our feature same time every week, and we're sure you'll find something of interest.
Я не могу.